on today's episode.
And we don't have to look too hard in Scripture to find examples of believers who said, okay, God, this is what I think should happen. And God basically agrees, but he says, not yet. And that's what we have to realize as well with looking at politics and things like that. Within the pro-life movement, there have been lots of disagreements over the years about how patient to be. Should we push for the whole thing? You know, should we push for this complete outlawing of abortion? Because that's our goal. So that's what we're going to put all our legislative and electoral influence toward. Or should we take a more step-by-step approach?
Welcome to the Life Challenges podcast from Christian Life Resources. People today face many opportunities and struggles when it comes to issues of life and death, marriage and family, health and science. We're here to bring a fresh biblical perspective to these issues and more. Join us now for Life Challenges.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm Krista Potratz, and today I'm here with Pastor Jeff Samuelson. It's going to be just the two of us today, but I've got a great topic to discuss here, too. Today, we're going to talk about the topic of patience. And with that, too, also comes this idea of impatience as well. I think patience is one of those things where I would think that the average person would say they struggle with that. And I see it in myself, but as a mom, too, I see it a lot in my children as well. I mean, it's true for my family as much as probably anybody's family on a car trip. The number one question you get from kids in the car is, are we there yet? And so, you know, it does kind of interesting to think about, you know, too, this idea of being maybe born or part of our sinful nature with impatience as well. And so we'll kind of touch, I think, on some of these things today, too. Jeff, what are your thoughts, opening thoughts on the subject of patience and impatience?
Well, one of the things it's often said as kind of a joke, Lord, give me patience and I need it right now. And I always thought, well, yeah, it's actually not so funny because that's exactly the way it works. I mean, if you're in such a bind that you're praying for patience, you really do need it right at that moment. Mm-hmm. It's not something you're asking for later. It's something you need right now. And patience is just something that we just don't think about enough. And it's something, you know, a mom might have tremendous patience dealing with her toddler. But then when getting dinner ready, something's just not happening as fast as it's supposed to, and she'll be really bothered by that. We can be patient with some things, impatient with others. And, you know, part of it is, you know, how do we get all this back into balance? Because we realize that it's not just about our own internal happiness and being content and everything like that. It also affects what we're doing out in the world and affects other people and affects the things that we want to achieve in life. So it's something that I've just been thinking about a lot more lately. It's like, you know, how do you get a grip on this and encourage more of it and develop more of it in your life?
Well, I think a good place to start then is with Scripture. And when I think of patience in Scripture too, there's a lot of different examples, but I kind of go to the fruits of the Spirit, mm-hmm. right? In Galatians, where it's mentioned that the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, mm-hmm. and so on. And so to me, that kind of means then, okay, like patience is a fruit of the Spirit, comes from God. But can you kind of expand a little bit on that?
Yeah. Oh, I'll just say, first of all, I think that for the average Christian, if they were to do a word search, concordance search on patience and related words in Scripture, I think they'd be surprised at how often it shows up, because it often appears, particularly in the epistles, in lists of things like the fruit of the Spirit. And we're just like, okay, yeah, that's one of those things. Mm-hmm. And we tend not to focus on it so much. I think part of it is because when we've got the patience, it's like, okay, I've got that. I, you know, that's not something I need to focus on. And when we're actually impatient, then we just skip over it because I can't deal with that right now. But it really is one of the things that is kind of essential. And it shows up in many of those lists in scripture of, you know, these are the characteristics of a Christian. These are parts of the things that it should be in your life and the way you deal with your own life, the way you deal with the world. Colossians 3, just pulling one out of the many, you know, therefore, as God's elect, holy and loved, clothe yourselves with heartfelt compassion. We've talked about that on the podcast recently. Kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. There it is at the end of the list again. But you know, it's one of those things that it really is an important part. And then yeah, you know, there's some passages in Proverbs, for instance, where you'd expect some. A patient person has great understanding, but an impatient person exalts foolishness. Or better to be patient than to be a hero. Better to control your temper than to capture a city. Really practical stuff there. And yeah, I mean, most of us aren't trying to be heroes or capturing cities, but you know, it pretty well illustrates things. Years ago, I was probably still in my early 20s. I saw advertised and I purchased a print of a painting that someone had done. And it's a picture of a farmer out in his field, and he's obviously been working hard. He's wiping his brow and he's looking up in the sky, and the sky is almost completely clear. And there's this, just this little bit of a possible rain cloud off in the future. And the reference there was to James 5. And I've just always found this really helpful. So, yeah. Therefore, brothers, be patient until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the valuable harvest from the ground, patiently waiting for it until it receives the early and late rain. You be patient too. Strengthen your hearts because the coming of the Lord is near. And later on, it talks about, you've heard of the patient endurance of Job and have seen what the Lord did in the end, because the Lord is especially compassionate and merciful. Just that great image there, that illustration of, yeah, the farmer, long before they had irrigation systems and things like that, he just had to be patient. He didn't have any other option. And that's really the way that we need to be thinking about the things that we're counting on the Lord for, that we just need to think of as like, I don't have an option of hurrying things along here as much as I think I do. I just need to endure what's going on and be patient and wait for the Lord. And of course, countless places in scripture also where it says, wait for the Lord. I guess, you know, really what it comes down to is patience is just an expression of faith. It's trust that God is in charge. Truly, he really is in control of the world and us and everything in it. And he is absolutely wise. He knows everything that there is that needs to be known, and he's infinitely loving. And when you know those things and you count on those things, you trust the Lord, well, then you can be patient. And, you know, not patient just with, you know, the things in your life that you're waiting for, but patient with others, patient with yourself. Well, you can express this as a fundamental Christian trait and characteristic.
Yeah, I'm always kind of just blown away too, just how God's timeline is so different than mm-hmm. mine, and really, I mean, any person's in general too. And I mean, I just see a lot of patience in characters in the Old Testament, especially too, with Abraham waiting and Joseph with everything he went through, and so many others. And you just kind of get this sense that they could have sped up things. They definitely would have, mm-hmm. but that time just seemed so different to God, and that, you know, he was obviously working through these people, but he also just had his own timeline of things too.
Yeah. One of the really interesting characters to in the Old Testament to look at in terms of patience is Jacob. Because, you know, the whole thing with getting the birthright and sneaking that away so that Esau didn't get it, I mean, that was ultimately, you know, impatient. He was unwilling to wait for the Lord to do what he had promised he was going to do. So he took things into his own hands. And we see that numerous times still in his life where he's like, well, I'm going to do this. But at the same time, when he fell for Rachel, he was willing to wait 7 years, work 7 years patiently waiting for her. Of course, his uncle cheated him and gave him Leah instead. It wasn't until much later, after he went through an awful lot and had a lot of trouble, that Jacob really started to understand he needed to be patient and wait for the Lord. And yeah, that's the way life is for a lot of us, that we think we've got it covered in this area of our life, but God has things to teach us in other areas, and it takes a while.
So, you know, kind of, if we transition a little bit to today and the life challenges that we go through, one of the areas with people today where we see some impatience is maybe politics too, with wanting to get legislation or wanting things to happen in a certain time. What can we keep in mind about some of those things when it comes to that?
Yeah, I think that if you were asked some pro-life activist, okay, you know, what are the things you need to see success working towards whatever goals you have? You know, I think they'd say, okay, well, we need more political influence. We need funding. We need to be better organized. We need to communicate better. I think very far down on the list, if they'd ever even mentioned it at all, would be patience. But actually, patience is really fundamental. I'd say it's even more important than the others, because without patience, you're going to end up making bad decisions. You're going to commit to things that you shouldn't be committing to. You're going to be tempted to give up when things don't go the way that you want them to in the time frame that you want them to and things. And so we need to have that patience, recognizing that just because we know what is right and we know what should be and what should happen doesn't mean that it's going to happen the way that we want or be the way that we think it is. Because again, we're not the ones in charge. We're not the ones determining things. Now, just on a practical level, you know, in a democracy like ours, we recognize that we don't get to make all the decisions. There are other people in charge. Even if we weren't in a democracy, if we were completely in an autocracy or totalitarian state, we definitely know that we're not the ones making those decisions. But even more important, ultimately, it's God who's in charge. And we don't have to look too hard in scripture to find examples of believers who said, okay, God, this is what I think should happen. And God basically agrees, but he says, not yet. And that's what we have to realize as well with looking at politics and things like that. Within the pro-life movement, there have been lots of disagreements over the years about how patient to be. Should we push for the whole thing? You know, should we push for this complete outlawing of abortion? Because that's our goal. So that's what we're going to put all our legislative and electoral influence toward. Or should we take a more step-by-step approach where we say, okay, well, let's get a 20-week ban in. Okay, then after that, maybe we can get a 16-week or taking this more partial thing so that you can bring the culture along more. And what turned out is that the people who had a more patient approach are the ones who saw the success. We saw that almost 2 years ago now with the Dobbs decision that undid the Roe v. Wade. That only happened because of patient endurance. We're going to do this. We're going to bring things along. We're going to put the people in place. We're going to get the policies in place. Eventually, they got to that point. And if they had the people who'd been pushing for, let's do it all right now, they never saw that.
Is impatience always bad? Would we say, is that a part of our sinful nature? Mm-hmm. Kind of be like righteous anger, where sometimes maybe it's okay in certain circumstances. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I think it depends on definitions. I think in most cases we'd say impatience, yeah, it's wrong. It's sinful because it's that lack of trust. But at the same time, there can be perfectly reasonable, legitimate, and godly reasons to be saying, no more. This needs to be done now. You're not being patient over there. You're being lazy. So get a move on. There are definitely times for that. But I think the key is, in what spirit are you making these decisions or saying these things? If your spirit is just, I can't handle this anymore, just get it done, That's impatience. That's not trusting. But on the other hand, if it says, well, I'm looking at the situation right now and it's clear this cannot continue as it is, so we're going to make the decision. We need to move now. You know, there's a big difference there. And of course, the rubber meets the road thing for that is that very often when we're impatient, or when we're faced with the challenge of impatience, we're not really given the opportunity to think, okay, what's motivating me right now? We're just feeling it in the moment. And that's why it takes character development. It takes working toward Christian maturity to develop that kind of patience muscle so that when you need it, you've got it there.
I think that is true with the development of it too. I recently had a milestone birthday here, and we're pretty transparent on the podcast. So I turned 40, and I was talking with a friend of mine, and we were talking about the whole like getting older and wiser. And we both agreed the getting older part, okay, maybe not so much fun, but the getting wiser part is actually kind of neat, just in terms of patience and kind of like how I mentioned with my kids as well. You see a lot of impatience usually as kind of a sign of maybe immaturity. Mm-hmm. But it is one of those things that as you grow, and because you've had experiences, and because I, you know, have, for example, waited in the car on road trips or just different things too, then it does kind of work on that muscle almost of just being able to be in situations a little bit more calm and be able to focus on maybe a bigger picture.
Yeah, your mention of milestone birthdays and such, you know, I think probably most of us remember how when we were like, you know, 8 or 9 years old, we couldn't wait for the next birthday. We wanted to grow up, you know, we wanted to be able to do that thing that the older sibling could do, or, you know, the neighbor kids could do or whatever, you know, we couldn't wait to grow up. And then when we reach our teens, like, oh, I can't wait until I can drive. I can't wait until I can vote. Still, you're always in this hurry. It's like, I'm in college. Oh, I can't wait to get out in the workforce. And eventually you start realizing, I'm kind of moving this along too fast. I need to slow down a little. And, you know, by the time you reach my age, and I'll be 58 in a few weeks, you're like, that next birthday can wait. You know, I'm not in a hurry. I've got to enjoy the time I have. Just was listening to a podcast on the way over here this morning that, and I'm not sure about the math, but the guy was saying that we each have on average about 4,000 weeks to live. And it's, oh, wow, that's really not a lot when you've reached this age. It's like you realize how many you've already lived. And so it's hard when you see time slipping away to be patient. But at the same time, that's where the wisdom comes from. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's also a big, well, not necessarily a part of patience, but it's definitely connected to patience.
Well, and I think for a lot of people too, you know, they might see patience as more of a personal problem. But it probably also can be made, you know, an argument for that it's a relationship issue too. What would you kind of say to that?
Yeah, this is a real rubber meets the road kind of thing. I mean, I've come across people who are just kind of say, well, you know, I'm kind of an impatient person. Mm-hmm. And they say it kind of like, well, that's who I am. Deal with it. It's like, no, if that's the case, that's a character flaw, and you should be working on it. Because I think we all understand, you know, dealing with an impatient person is not pleasant. And if that continues over time, that is not good for your relationships and all your relationships, you know, friendships, dating, marriage, parents with children, children with parents, employment situations, you know, you with your boss with your employees, employees with other employees. There's so many areas in which we need to be able to take that breath and say, okay, I'm the Christian here. I can trust that God's got things. I can trust that that he's given me everything I need to deal with this situation. So I don't need to blow up. I don't need to push things faster than they're going. And I can take that moment and listen to this person go on and on. I can take that moment and, you know, say, okay, I told the boy to do this 3 times already, and I'm about to lose my temper, but he is only 7 years old. I'm going to take a breath and I'm going to be patient here. I still need to exercise discipline, but I'm not going to fly off the handle because I'm a Christian and things like that. But so many things are connected to being impatient or loss of patience. And it's not just full out anger. It's, losing your temper, but snippiness. Sometimes maybe it's a loss of trust. I'm impatient with my spouse because my spouse has not come through for me on time, whatever that is in my definition. Start losing trust when maybe it's just you not being patient enough with that person. And, could even lead to the real relationship killer of contempt. It's like, yeah, she never does that. She never comes through on that. And it's really just you not being patient enough. Long term, a lack of patience can be a real problem. But on the positive, what a difference it makes when you are patient. What an expression of love that is to somebody. What an expression of trust, and how it deepens a relationship when you say, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm going to trust that, what you said you're going to do, you're going to do. I'm going to trust that the changes that you're making, you're working on those. I'm here for you, and I'll wait on your timeline, not mine.
Shifting a little bit too, like from the relational, but also thinking of just our relationship with the Lord then. How does impatience tend to get in the way or affect our relationship with God?
Mostly it's waiting for him to fulfill a promise or something that we even think he should be, have promised. Maybe he hasn't actually promised. And we're just thinking, I should have this by now. Mm-hmm. This thing should have happened by now. And,
Where my mind goes to is Moses. What was it where he was supposed to talk to the rock, but yeah. He hit the rock. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can see just like that frustration and impatience and everything boiling up. And then it cost him being able to go into the promised land.
Yeah. And that really surprises students of the Bible. It's like, couldn't God have given him a break on that? But those who have been given great responsibility, well, they have that responsibility. He was in a position of leadership, and he set a really bad example for the Israelites. And so that God chastised him in that way. But, and part of the problem there was that the Israelites had a real problem with impatience with the Lord. Why'd you bring us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? The Lord came through for us last week, but what did he do for us lately? all that kind of stuff. But, some other stories, like one of the real head scratchers in Genesis, when Abraham goes down into Egypt, and then later when he's, in the area of the Philistines, instead of saying, this is Sarah, my wife, he says, this is my sister, which was technically true in a way, but he was covering over the truth. Why was that? Because he wasn't being patient enough to trust that the Lord would work things out and keep them safe. He said, well, I got to take control here. I got to take matters into my own hands. And that got in the way of his relationship with the Lord and caused problems for his witness among unbelievers, and even set a bad example because his son Isaac ended up doing the same thing with Rebecca. She wasn't his sister. It wasn't even true in that case. And so every story that there is in the Bible of somebody not being patient, it really does get in the way of their relationship with the Lord. Even when we're impatient with other people, that in a way is going to get in the way of our relationship with the Lord. Because, if we're sinning, and very often that's the kind of thing we rationalize. We say, well, of course I was upset with him. He didn't come through for me the way he was supposed to. Any sin that we rationalize really becomes a spiritual issue because it's not something that we're asking forgiveness for. And that becomes, problematic.
Yeah. We've talked about how being impatient can affect other people and relationships and the relationship with God. It also can kind of take a number on ourselves too. Just sometimes bring maybe mental anxiety and affect even our emotional or physical health mm-hmm. too.
I remember, I guess it was probably in high school or so, maybe even earlier than that. My dad had to go in for a hernia operation. And the doctors told him something like, okay, you need to be on bed rest for the next 5 days. I forget what it was. And this was back in the late 70s or early 80s or something like that. They weren't doing all that by outpatient the way they are today. But he was impatient. He got up in 2 days and were just like, Dad, that's not the way you're going to heal. Yeah, so that there are ways like that. Yeah, I developed a problem with my shoulder, sometime last summer. And I just was being really impatient, saying, well, I can fix this on my own. Of course, finally realized a month or so ago, I think I really need to see a physical therapist. And even then, I've been pushing things a little harder than I should. And I have pain as a result of that. And it's like, okay, I need to be patient with the process. And so physically, and you mentioned anxiety. I mean, if you've got a problem with impatience, it's going to raise your blood pressure. It's going to stop healing. Maybe it's going to give you headaches, things like that physically there. But, probably the biggest problem that most of us is going to see is with the emotional and mental health, that being impatient can lead to really bad decision making. You're looking for shortcuts. You're looking for easy ways out. If you're impatient with yourself, why haven't I succeeded in making this change? Why didn't I get this thing done that I had planned to get done? Why haven't I conquered this sin that I've been trying to conquer for so long? You get impatient with yourself. Well, you get frustrated with yourself. You get frustrated with yourself. Then you get discouraged. Well, you get discouraged. That can start leading you into depression and even worse things. And it kind of all started with you not being willing to just wait for the things to work out the way that God's going to help you work them out. I'll just mention a related thing that is something that's a little bit more related to recent times, which is our society has really become hooked on instant gratification, and I've got to have this right now. I think opening up your computer and starting it now. We get frustrated if within 30 seconds we're not online.
Oh, yeah. Remember dial-up internet?
Yeah. I mean, I remember.
Like, have to wait.
I wouldn't turn off my computer because it took 5 minutes just for it to boot up, And, we've just gotten so used to the idea of it has to be now. And that's in so many things in our lives. We even expect it in relationships very often and things like that. And it's something that our kids have very much picked up on as well. And that's going to cause you problems, because when you don't get that instant gratification, you're like, okay, something's wrong. And that creates stress and creates anxiety and all that. So I guess just with all that, you've got to remember to remember how patient God is with you, what he puts up with, what he waits to see happen in your life, how he's sees you not conquering sins and is still gracious and merciful with you. Well, be like God, because that's always our goal. And be like God with yourself. Give yourself that break. Not that you're excusing sins or errors or anything like that, but be patient with yourself.
Yeah, I think that's really a great point. Is there anything else to when somebody is just kind of thinking, oh, yeah, that sounds great, Jeff, but that's a hard thing to do? Is there something specifically that people can pray for or kind of meditate on when thinking about this?
Just like that kind of joke thing that I started with, it's like, if you recognize that you're short on patience, that's what you need to be asking God for. But it does mean exercising that muscle, or trying to build that muscle up. Just kind of a philosophical, psychological thing is like, okay, if we see impatience as something that is not a virtue, therefore it's something sinful, it's part of our our sinful nature that we want to be rid of. But at the same time, we will often see people thinking of, I choose to be patient with this, but my impatience just happens. I think once if we realize that if we're often choosing to be impatient, it's like, okay, this is the way I'm going to react. That's a wrong choice, but it's one that you chose. You were actually in control of that. And I think when we flip things around that way and change our way of thinking a little bit, that helps us remember then is like, okay, I need to practice choosing patience. that when this situation comes up, that normally I would, you know, my heart rate would start getting a little, going up a little bit, and I'd be like, why is this not happening the way it should? To just take that breath and say, I choose patience here. And, you know, that's obviously something you pray to God to help you with, but it's, you know, and that may be choosing patience with your spouse. It may be choosing patience with your kids. It may be choosing patience with yourself, this project you've been working on, and it's just not going fast enough. There's a way that this is going to get done. I choose to be patient because getting to the end is more important than getting there quickly.
Well, thank you very much. And I think this has given people a lot to think about and to just consider. And so if anyone has any questions on this topic, please reach out to us. You can reach out to us at lifechallenges.us. And we look forward to seeing you back next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Life Challenges podcast from Christian Life Resources. Please consider subscribing to this podcast, giving us a review wherever you access it, and sharing it with friends. We're sure you have questions on today's topic or other life issues. Our goal is to help you through these tough topics, and we want you to know we're here to help. You can submit your questions as well as comments or suggestions for future episodes at lifechallenges.us or email us at podcast@christianliferesources.com. In addition to the podcasts, we include other valuable information at lifechallenges.us, so be sure to check it out. For more about our parent organization, please visit christianliferesources.com. May God give you wisdom, love, strength, and peace in Christ for every life challenge.